Let's go to our HAG hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello there, George.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. My name is Patricia. And, George, I'm glad you've been talking about this HAG thing, because I had forgotten, you know, about it. It happened to me when I was around 5 years old.
And let me ask you, were you a sickly child?
You know, it's funny that this is why I've called, because I couldn't believe when that came out. I was sick at the time she appeared, and after I had come down with pneumonia and I almost died.
Oh my!
I had gotten over something, a bronchitis or something like that, and my mom had me in the living room. I remember I didn't have to be in my room anymore. They had me propped up with a pillow, and there was a blanket on me, the whole thing. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the living room, this woman appeared, and as I was telling Tommy, she was sort of a grayish, now this sounds crazy, but her skin looked kind of almost gray-green. She did have that little hood you're talking about. Now, she looked like someone who may have drowned. It wasn't just that she was old.
Ooh.
She looked like she was shriveled.
Oh, beyond shriveled, like you look like a prune if you're in the tub too long or something.
Yes, she looked like someone who'd been in the water for a long time. And she had the gray hair that was sticking out. It was long, and it was like a typical witch, really. And she had a shillelagh, more than a cane, in her hand. And I thought she was going to hit me with it, because when she had it, you know, she rose it up like she was coming at me with it. And the paralysis that you mentioned happened. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't say
anything. Oh, it's frightening, isn't it?
It was very frightening. And all of a sudden, my mother and my aunt had come in the apartment. They were out, you know, because I had my grandmother around the house someplace. But they came in, and I was able, I guess because just knowing they were there, I shot up off the couch. Of course, she looked at the door. The hag looked at the door. And my aunt, I will never forget the expression on her face. I thought she saw her as well, because my aunt's expression was one of absolute horror.
But she never admitted that to you?
No. She said, as the horror came across her face, she said to my mother, "Oh, my God, look at Patty." So apparently I must have looked like something that died.
Well, maybe for some reason. I wonder if the hag kind of like took over your body for a moment.
I don't know. It was you know, it's funny you say that, George, because I was about to say, and this is probably why I had forgotten it, because it was a bad memory. A thing of light, it was like lightning. Now, you know how they always say when you see the light, that's the good thing, that's the
yes.
God. Well, in this case, it was not, okay? There was this tremendous, it was more like lightning than light itself. It was like a bolt of light went so right through my head. It's funny you say that. Maybe that's what they did see. If she, for the moment, took ice.
Yeah, she did. For some reason, she probably took over your body.
Well, I collapsed to the floor.
That's why you got sick.
Oh, you never thought of that. I was very sick. And after that, though, a lot of psychic things started happening to me. And at 15, this was when I was about 5. And at 15, I had some very strange, but she didn't come back, but very strange psychic things. And the same strange bolt of, it only happened about 3 times in my life, and that was enough. But I always remember fearing, forgetting about her. You know, I put it out of my mind, I guess.
Did you have children eventually?
No.
In life? Okay.
No.
I'm wondering if they, you know, well, if you do, we can't ask them. They're not here.
No, but I didn't have children. But I often wondered if that was my big fear. And I used to think, oh, because I'm, you know, in the big little 4-0s now, I thought, oh, my God, I was had this horror of age. And I'm realizing now it's not the horror of age because of any vanity reasons. It's this person that left such an impression on me. I mean, old people used to scare the hell out of me.
Yep. You have all the symptoms of seeing a hag when you were a little girl.
Oh, and now, you know, who wants to become one?
See, but now you feel better about it.
Well, now, yes, and I'm so happy you brought this up. I can't thank you enough, because I was beginning to think, oh, my God, you know, you don't, no one likes to get older, and, you know, especially if you're a nice-looking person, you don't want to lose your looks, and I thought, you vain SOB, you know? And now I'm realizing it's a fear, and it's not the fear of the aging process as much as this thing that came towards
you. You didn't want to end up as the old
hag. Exactly, don't really. I mean, I just am so glad that you, and the fact that, you know, only I thought I had this, and my aunt, I asked her later on in life when I remembered, I said, "Jerry, did you see anything?" And she said, no. And the only thing she could tell me is she said, you look as if you were dead. And she said, you have the most horrified expression on your face.
I'll tell you, Patricia, as soon as you're off this line, someone else will call it. There's so many stories about this old hag.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
What I can't figure out is whether it's one person or a whole group of these old hags that live in another dimension and prey on all of us. And I don't mean P-R-A-Y either.